Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and host, Radio Reformer, will be presenting to you Proposition Number 46. My dear brothers and sisters, we have been at this for months now, and we have been inviting repeatedly on every broadcast members of the Joint College of African American Bishops to call in, but to date, none have. Now, once again, I'm going to read the phone number in hopes, because it's an open invitation. In fact, it's an open-ended invitation. I don't need to make this invitation every single broadcast, but I do. It is apparent that I want to debate these individuals. It is apparent that I want to ask them questions. It is apparent that we're seeking explanations. It's apparent that we would like certain rebuttals to the arguments that we're making. But to date, they have not. The number here is 646-564-9730. Again, 646-564-9730. In case you accuse me of reading the number too quickly. Again, 646-564-9730. I mean, if you're retarded, if you're slow, if you're dim-witted, I mean, are they retarded? Can't they fight back? Can't they debate? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's hilarious. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we go through this routine every day, and they boast of such scholarship. They encourage you to join the fraternity of the Scarlet Robes. But we haven't heard from them yet. Well, proposition number 46. I even cracked myself up. I'm telling you, you figure you got to help them because they're dim with it. But here's proposition number 46. The office of diocesan / ordinary bishop, the second order of prelature in the Joint College of African American Bishops, is totally unscriptural. An adaptation of papal Rome, the harlot church of Revelation. There you have it. The office of diocesan / ordinary bishop, the terms are interchangeable. If you're an ordinary bishop, you're a diocesan bishop. According to the book, The Bishopric, by Mr. Ellis, a handbook on creating episcopacy in the African American Pentecostal Church. Well, again, it reads, the office of diocesan bishop or ordinary bishop, which is the second order of prelature in the Joint College of African American Bishops, is completely unscriptural. It is an adaptation of papal Rome, who is none other than the Harlot Church of Revelation. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, as my proof text, and I only need to present one for the radio broadcast, but I'll present several for the debate, but as my one proof text, Paul tells us, the Apostle Paul, whom these men claim to be the successors of, they claim to succeed, they claim to be the rightful successors to the apostles. Well. The Apostle Paul knew nothing of a diocesan or ordinary bishop. He knew nothing of those terms. Nothing. Nothing. He writes to us, speaking of Christ, and he, Christ, gave to the church some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. And he, Christ, gave a fivefold ministry to the church. Don't tell me that in there between the office of the pastor, you have the diocesan or ordinary bishop. No, you can't. No, that's a corruption. That's a corruption. That's a perversion. Don't tell me that in giving pastors to the church, Jesus was giving diocesan and ordinary bishops, because that won't fly. That won't fly. The concept of diocesan or ordinary bishop is unknown in Scripture. It's unknown. It's unrelated to Scripture. It has no scriptural foundation. It has no scriptural warrant. Now, let me read to you from Mr. Ellis's book on page 27. Page 27. He writes, the second order, and the word second is underlined. The second order of the bishopric is that of the diocesan, underlined, or ordinary, underlined. Is that of the diocesan ordinary? This bishop has the oversight of an apostolic province or diocese. All congregations and institutions are assigned to an ordinary for oversight. To an ordinary. Now, where does Mr. Ellis get this? Because he says that he is creating episcopacy for the African American church, but he didn't create anything that's written down here. He didn't create any of this. This is all Roman Catholic. This look, when I read to you this sentence, and I'm going to quote him now. This is on page 28. This bishop, referring to the diocesan or ordinary bishop, this bishop has oversight of an apostolic province or diocese. All congregations and institutions are assigned to an ordinary, meaning the ordinary bishop or diocesan bishop, for oversight. Now, where does he get this from? Well, he gets it from the Roman Catholic Church. That's where he gets the second order. He gets it from the Roman Catholic Church. On page 29, he writes, referring to the diocesan or ordinary bishop, he writes, the bishop is the chief defender of the faith of his or her diocese. I thought we're supposed to be the defender of the faith, period, of the word. I thought we were supposed to earnestly contend for the faith, not for the faith of the diocese, but for the faith. He goes on to say, this office stands against all heresy and idolatry with the one and only fallible word of God. Well, why is it that they're not calling in the broadcast? If I'm a because everything I'm saying that they're teaching is wrong, therefore I must be a heretic. I must be a Satan seed. Well, the Joint College, I think, is made up of 1,000 bishops. Where are these 1,000 bishops defending the faith? It says here on page 29, Mr. Ellis, why don't you call the broadcast? Since you are the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, why don't you call the broadcast? Again, let me give you the number, Mr. Ellis. The number here is 6465649730. Why don't you call the broadcast? Since you're the main guy there, and you're the one writing the book, why don't you defend what you write? It says here on page 29, the bishop. Well, I would think that the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus, I would think you would defend the faith. This bishop is the chief defender of the faith in his or her diocese. This officer stands against all heresy and idolatry with the one and the only fallible word of God. Well, let's talk about the scriptures. Can you give me a scripture for a diocesan or ordinary bishop? You can't. You can't even give me the concept in scripture. The concept is unknown. As defender of the faith, the bishop is chief preacher in congregate assemblies. This bishop shall be the expounder of the magisterium. What's the magisterium? Well, he has it here in parentheses. The magisterium is the teaching of faith and doctrines of the church. Without magisterium, the church becomes a social club like any other. It is the bishop who encourages ministers and deacons to study. Well, what's a diocesan bishop? Well, I will take you now to our Sunday's Visitor Catholic Encyclopedia, the revised edition. And because you're not going to find this in a Pentecostal manual. Remember, Mr. Ellis and his group have transformed the African American Pentecostal church, but you will not find this terminology used among those who participated in the Azusa Street revivals 100 years ago. You won't find this language. You won't find them using the word diocese. This is a new concept that has been brought into the African American church, in the African American Pentecostal church, to be more specific. You ask most African American Pentecostals, what is a diocese? If you were to stand outside each church, each African American church, and you, as people come out, you ask them, do you know what diocese means? They wouldn't have a clue. And some would say, well, that must mean something Roman Catholic. I heard that before in a Roman Catholic setting. Well, according to our Sunday's Visitor's Catholic Encyclopedia, the revised edition, on page 331, diocese, it reads, utilizing the terminology and ecclesiology of Vatican II, the law now defines a diocese, and the law meaning canon law, the law now defines a diocese as a particular church in which and from which the one and only Catholic Church exists. Again, as a particular church in which and from which the one and only Catholic Church exists. So what does that tell you? When this man uses the term diocese, when Mr. Ellis uses, it means that the black church has joined the Roman Catholic Church, and many black saints don't know it. In fact, all black saints don't know it. African-American saints don't know that they've joined the Roman. Again, let me read to you. Utilizing the terminology and the ecclesiology of Vatican II, the law, what law? Canon law. The law now defines a diocese as a particular church in which and from which the one and only Catholic Church exists. End of quote. A diocese is composed of all the Catholics, usually within the boundaries of a specific geographic territory. A diocese is always under the authority of a bishop. Dioceses are established by the Holy See when it is clear that the pastoral needs of the faithful in a given territory will be better served by a new diocese. That's our Sunday. This is a massive tome, this our Sunday's Visitor's Catholic Encyclopedia. Well, let me read to you from the Catholic Encyclopedia Revised. And this is put out by Nelson Publishing, revised and updated. What is a diocese? Well, here on page number 165, it reads, a diocese is the territory under the jurisdiction of a bishop, decided canonically only by the Holy See, which comprises of institutions and properties of the church and the people within the area. Again, what does it say? A diocese is the territory under the jurisdiction of a bishop, decided canonically, that means by canon law, only by the Holy See. You see, when this guy, Mr. Ellis, is promoting, when he's promoting diocese and you're the bishop of a diocese, it must mean because only the Roman Catholic Church can determine what's a diocese and what is not. So Rome is extending her tentacles, if you will, and she is engulfing the African American church without African American saints knowing that they've been sold up river. A diocese is a territory under the jurisdiction of a bishop, decided canonically only by the Holy See, meaning the Vatican, which comprises the institutions and properties of the church and the people within that particular area. Diocese is spoken of by Vatican II as a particular church. And by this is meant a group of communities that form a local church. It is defined as that entrusted to a bishop to be shepherded by him with the cooperation of the ministry. Okay, that's the Catholic Encyclopedia Revised and Updated. Okay, that's a one volume. All right. Going to my Catholic Dictionary put out by Macmillan Press in 1958, being the third edition, Atwater is the general editor. On page 148, diocese comes from the Greek word administration. According to Atwater, a diocese is the territory governed by a bishop. The Pope alone can erect, alter, divide, unite, or suppress diocese. These powers he exercises chiefly through the consultorial congregation, which means the head honchos within the Roman Catholic Church. As you can see, it's the Pope. I keep telling you that the Joint College of Bishops is in bed with the Haunted Church of Revelation 17 and 18, but you won't believe me. Well, here it is again. Now, notice I'm going to Catholic encyclopedias, because when you go to Protestant encyclopedias, you're not going to find this. This is not terminology used by Protestants. This is terminology used solely by Roman Catholics. All right, now, turning to the Dictionary of the Liturgy by Reverend Jovi Lang, put out by the Catholic Book Publishing Company. On page 163, it reads, diocese, what is it? Well, the territorial area governed by a bishop who has received the ecclesiastical jurisdiction for it from the Pope. See, you can't get one of those choice positions unless the Pope signs off on it. That's what it is. I mean, you can't get one of these territories to govern unless you have bootlicked. Listen, you have to bootlick the shoe polish off the Pope's boots before you can get one of these positions. I mean, you have to take the leather off the Pope's boots. Not forget the shoe polish. You have to keep licking till the leather comes off, till you get to the Pope's toes, before you get one of these, you know, prime positions. Again, diocese. The territorial area governed by a bishop who has received the ecclesiastical jurisdiction for it from the Pope. More accurately, it is that group of people of God entrusted to a bishop who shepherds them together with his pastors, with those under him. Okay. That was the Dictionary of the Liturgy, another Roman Catholic work. And I can just go on and on and on. I mean, I could just... Sometimes we do this because we don't have audio. But today we have books and audio. Okay. This is from the Maronal Catholic Dictionary. This was published in 1965. Diocese. Comes from the Greek diocesis, which means a province. A diocese is a territory under the jurisdiction of an ordinary. Now notice, in the Joint College of Bishops, they use that term ordinary, right? They use it because I'm reading here proposition number 46. The office of a diocesan ordinary bishop. Okay, so What is a diocese? A territory under the jurisdiction of an ordinary, which has been canonically erected by the Holy See. In other words, it's been put together by Roman Catholic canon law. It embraces all of those parishes and people within the given area. The Pope alone, can create or divide or suppress dioceses. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Well, according to the Joint College of African American Bishops, and they swear up and down, they swear on a stack of Bibles that they're not Roman Catholic. But you and I know that they're lying. They're lying. Again, I want to go back to Mr. Ellis's book on page number 27. He writes, the second order, the word second is underlined, of the bishopric is that of the diocesan or ordinary. This bishop has the oversight of an apostolic province or diocese. All congregations and institutions are assigned to an ordinary. Now, who assigns it? We learned the Pope. All congregations and institutions are assigned to an ordinary for oversight. That's number two guy in this hierarchy of this hierarchy that is set up in the Joint College of African American Bishops. Well, we have some audio today. We have some audio. Now, let me play for you what is a diocese. Okay? I think it's important that we play that. Okay? Listen to this. It's only 2 minutes long. What's a diocese?
I guess in essence, a diocese describes a community of people and the bishop assigned to be their pastoral leader. But then you add on the priests who assist the bishop and the deacons. You fold in those called to religious life. But primarily it's the lay faithful and all those other vocations I just mentioned. Typically in a particular territory defined and bordering other similar territories who have all that they need to carry on the life of faith in the church. Some dioceses may need financial assistance, but with the bishop and the people, there is all that's needed to celebrate our faith, to grow in it, and to pass it along, and to share it with other local churches. So, for example, there are 8 dioceses in our state of New York. Our diocese is 12 counties, whose southern border is the Pennsylvania line, whose northern border is really Lake Ontario, and then Syracuse and Buffalo are neighbors to east and west. We live in communion with them, although we carry on our own lives on a day-to-day basis with the resources we have and the gifts and
there you have it. A diocese is made up of a bishop who rules a territory. And, of course, that bishop can't get that position unless it's given to him by the Pope. Here's another audio tape. It's not long. Explaining what is a diocese. My dear brothers and sisters, the African American church has been taken over, has been hijacked by Roman Catholic stooges.
A diocese is the district under the supervision of a bishop. A diocese is divided into parishes in the Church of England into benefices and parishes. This structure of church governance is known as episcopal polity. The word diocesan means relating or pertaining to a diocese. It can also be used as a noun meaning the bishop who has the principal supervision of a diocese. A diocese also may be referred to as a bishopric or episcopal see, though strictly the term episcopal see refers to the domain of ecclesiastical authority officially held by the bishop, and the term bishopric to the post of being bishop. An archdiocese, or archiepiscopal see or archbishopric, is more significant than a diocese. An archdiocese is presided over by an archbishop whose see may have or have had importance due to size or historical significance. The archbishop may have metropolitan authority over any other suffragan bishops and their diocese within his ecclesiastical province. In the latter...
There you have it. There you have it. Audio proof. Audio proof. Now, let's play what is a bishop. And here, this is important. What is a bishop? And you're going to get it right out of a Catholic teacher's mouth. This is a bishop. This is a bishop. Listen to this. What is a Catholic bishop?
In our Catholic tradition, the bishops are the successors of the apostles. We know that the Lord gave a commission to Peter and the other apostles to preach the word, extend the kingdom in his name, to, in his name, shepherd the people of God. And for me personally, that's the, I think, the primary reference point, the primary symbol of a bishop is a shepherd of the people of God. And as those apostles went out and began to establish the church to...
Well, we have a little freeze here. We have a little freeze. The computer is temporarily frozen. And we're just going to have to leave it at that, dear saints. I can tell you that there is no such thing as a diocesan bishop. No, you can't find it in the Bible. You can't find it in the book of Ephesians. You can't find it in Philippians. You know, in Philippians chapter 1, when Paul greets. In fact, let me read to you. Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. Philippians 1, 1. Let me read this to you. This will be a blessing to you as we try to fix our problem here with our audio. It says in Philippians 1:1, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Notice, what does Paul do? What does Paul the Apostle do? He puts the main focus on the saints at Philippi. Now, today, they would encourage you to focus on the bishops. You focus on the bishops first. The bishops are the most important. But not according to Paul. In Philippians 1:1, what does Paul do? He refers to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops second and the deacons. Saints are more important than bishops. But today in the Roman Catholic Apostate Church and her satellite ministries like the Joint College of African American Bishops, they focused on the bishops first and the saints later, if they refer to the saints at all, to the saints of all. So I would love to see, and I'm waiting, we're waiting to see if any member of the Joint College of African American Bishops would dare to call in the broadcast, would dare to talk to us and tell us where did they get this information, who authorized this book to be written The Bishopric, A Handbook on Creating Episcopacy in the African American Church, because, my dear brothers and sisters, you would have to agree with me. Mr. Ellis created nothing and copied everything. He created nothing. And this is copied almost verbatim from the Roman Catholic Church. My dear brothers and sisters, let us open up our eyes to the truth. Let us not be in denial anymore. Let us speak truth to power. Let us remind these men, let us remind them that one day they will stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that one day they will have to give an account to him who is truly the head of the church. Why? Why are you doing such silly things? Why? Why are you attempting? Why are you attempting? Why are you attempting to corrupt and pervert and leaven the Lord Jesus Christ? And not just attempting, but doing it. Why? Why would you put your soul in peril for all eternity? Why would you do such a thing? Why would you open up your people, the African American people? Why would you open them up to the leavening of the harlot church? Why? Why is the question? We ask why. What has led you to do this? What? A title? A position? Access? Access to the Pope? You being allowed to visit the Pontifical College? Is that why you did it? Is that why you sold your people out for an Episcopal ring and an Episcopal mitre? Is that why you did it? For some bogus position? It's sad. It's sad. And to date, we have not heard. Nor do I think we shall ever hear from these people. Nor do I think that we shall ever hear from them. They're too cowardly, in my estimation. They're too cowardly. They're too cowardly to call a radio broadcast. They're too cowardly to mix it up. But here in this book, it says on page 29, the bishop is the chief defender of the faith in his or her diocese. Well, you would think if I'm the enemy and if I'm speaking directly to the members of their diocese, if I am a wolf in sheep's clothing, you would think they would call the broadcast to shame me, to expose me, to correct me, to admonish me to repent, to show me the errors of my way. You would think, because it continues to say, this officer referring to the diocesan or ordinary bishop, this officer stands against all heresy and idolatry, all heresy and all idolatry, with the one and only infallible word of God. As defender of the faith, the bishop is the chief preacher in congregate assemblies. The bishop shall be the expounder of the magisterium. What's the magisterium? Well, according to here, it says the teaching of the faith and doctrines of the church. Without the magisterium, the church becomes a social club like any other. It is the bishop who encourages the ministers and deacons to study. Well, Mr. Bishops, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, Mr. Bishops. Where are you? Why haven't you called in the broadcast? We would like to know where in the Bible do you have this term diocesan or ordinary bishop? Where? Tell me where. Where? Where? Can you show me? Can you show me? Please. Show me the errors of my way. Show me. Show me. Show me. And I will repent publicly. I will make amends publicly. Show me. Please. But they can't. They can't. Because they know that they're not dealing with a fool. They know that they're not dealing with an ignoramus. They know that they're not dealing with a moron. They know that my shelves are lined with hundreds and thousands of books dealing with this particular subject. They know that I know. And they know the jig's up. They know they've been exposed. They know. They just know. They can't get away with it. They just know. And here we are. Here we are, dear saints. Here we are in studio waiting for these men to call up, waiting for these men, waiting for them, waiting for these men. And ladies, waiting for these men and these ladies to call in, to set the record straight, but they can't not. They cannot. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with Sister Marie in studio. Tomorrow, Tuesday, we have the End Time News Report, and then I'll be back on Wednesday with Proposition Number 47, and we're making our way towards the 95 thesis. My dear brothers and sisters, may the Lord bless you. You continue to pray for me as I pray for you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.